Exercises 3C and 3D, page 102.
Listen, and for questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
We're back in the studio now, and with me is Rob Jones. Rob is a web designer who has worked with a number of companies to set up their online shopping sites. Rob, welcome to the show. Why do you think online shopping has become so popular?
Well, I think that's quite simple. Convenience. You can shop anytime, day or night, from the comfort of your own home. Not to mention the range of sites you can visit. You can shop for everything from your weekly groceries to clothes or electrical appliances all in one trip and have everything delivered to your door. Doing the same thing physically would take days, whereas online it can be done in a matter of hours. It's simple.
That is a major attraction of online shops. But some would say you go shopping for the experience. That's not something you can get in front of a computer.
No, it's very different, but I think there are two types of produce that we shop for. The things we need and the things we want. It's not much fun dragging yourself around supermarkets or hardware stores, but they sell the things that are necessary for everyday life, such as food and cleaning products that we can't live without. I think online shopping is perfect for those kinds of things. On the other hand, when you want to get a new outfit or a new gadget, it is often better to physically be there to try things on or test them out. And it can be fun. Although, having said that, I don't enjoy shopping, so I get everything online.
But when you order things to be delivered, you have to contend with shipping charges that you don't find out about until the end of your transaction. This, on top of the cost of the item, has to be factored into the overall cost, and they can take a while to get to you.
Yes, but a lot of sites offer free shipping on large orders. So, if you're worried about the cost being too much, it's a good idea to wait until you need more items and purchase them together to take advantage of the offer. The price of online goods is usually less than on the high street, because online shops don't have the overheads and high running costs that high street shops have. They can often charge lower prices. And, as for the length of time it takes, you can opt for next day delivery for a small fee. It just depends on how desperate you are to get the item.
But when it comes to payment, some are worried about the security risk of using their cards online. Is this fear warranted?
Maybe in the past, but there have been a lot of advances in online security and antivirus software. Plus, the general public have become more aware of how to stay safe online and what precautions they should take to keep their information protected. You still have to be careful, but as long as you're vigilant, you should have no problems.
Well, that's all we've got time for. Thank you for coming in.